Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil.
Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refor Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chayalea.
Chulin Daf Samech Dalet. The new sugya over here, the sugya of Beitzim, starts the Gemara earlier in Samech Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud, with the Breise Tonor Abonon, Loikchim Beitzim in Oivdei Kechovim B'chol Mokoyim, you're allowed to go and buy eggs from the Goyim, every place, ve'ein choyshishin lo mishum neveilois ve'lo mishum treifis. We're not choyshish that these beitzim are going to be beitzim from neveilois, which are also midrabbanan al kaponim, or beitzim treifis, which is also minatoria. These, there's no chashash. The Gemara doesn't explain the reason why we're not choyshish for the chashash of neveilois and treifis. But the Rashba and the Ran, they say the reason is because it's not shchiach, like the Geloshen and Gemara later on in Kuf Tezayin on Medbeis. And al piroiv, we can take on, we can say that these beitzim are coming from beitzim, from oifos ksherim, that they're not treifos and they're not nevelos, and therefore we're allowed to go and buy these beitzim, even there's no chashash, ve'in choshashin lo mishum nevelos ve'lo mishum treifos. Now, Be'emes, the lashon of the Gemara by us, is discussing the halacha of buying beitzim, min oivdei kechovim, to buy from the goyim. This chashash, which the Gemara discusses, about nevelos or treifos, applies even to beitzim which we buy from every Yisrael, that we have to take on that there's a roiv, that the oif is not a treifer, and therefore we're allowed to go and use the beitzim coming out of this oif, that we go after the roiv to say that this is not a treifer, and so too with the nochishish for nevelos. And the Gemara over here discusses, brings down this point, by beitzim in oif de kechovim, according to the gears that we have by us in the Gemara. This could be by Yisrael, normally he's more makpid, in his lul shatan the goylin, where he keeps his oifos, which are laying the eggs, will be more makpid to make sure there shouldn't be any treifos there, which are noticeable al koponim. Mashenkin a goy won't be makpid at all, and afal pikein, we still have a roiv, like the Rashba and the Ran says, it's not shchiach, and therefore we can take on that these eggs are coming from kosher oifos, and not from the velus and treifos. Al koponim, this is a geser which we have by us in the Gemara, that the Breisa is discussing to buying eggs from a oivdei kechovim. And Mamela, according to this Gersa, which is Rashi's Gersa, the Rishonim, most Rishonim have this Gersa, a Chidush, which we find in our Sugi over here, that there is somewhat an emonus for a Goy, even though we know B'chol HaTorah Kulo, a Goy does not have any emonus, Asher Piyem Debeshov, the Avida Leshaker, and therefore we do not believe them anywhere. Only over here in our Gemara we find this idea that we can believe the Goy, that the Gemara says later on, that we have a chashash of oif tomei, says the Gemara, the reason why we're allowed to buy the eggs from the Goy, because he tells us that it's from oif ploini zeh, which is Toru, and the Gemara's maskona, this is betziruf with other simonim, according to the Pashtus Asugya. But al koponim, there is somewhat an emonus, which we are relying on the Goy to tell us that these beitim are coming from kosher oifos, and only because of the nemonus of the Goy, this is why we're going to be able to eat these eggs, which is a chidush in our Gemara, that at all a Goy has a nemonus. The reason is, in our Gemara, as she explains, in the Vamascha shel oif ploini tor, because here it's a milsa d'avida ligluya, we can go and check to make sure that these eggs, the emes, come from this oif tor, which the Goy says they come from. We can check different eggs from this bird to see if they look the same, since they're not true for Yisbekara, like the Gemara explains later on in Daf Samech Dalet. And therefore, a milsa d'avida ligluya is mavur in our Gemara chidush that a goy is neemon. The Shach discusses this point in the beginning of Simen Tzadik Ches, in the famous sugi of Kfeila, that in the case of Tavshilin, which are the din of the bishul of these Tavshilin on Benoisin Tam, there's a din that you have to make sure that it doesn't have any tam of the dover also and it's bottled with shishim. We can, the Gemara discusses later on in Perigid Anoshe, there's a musig, there's an idea, a concept of te'imas kfeila. A kfeila, we give it to a kfeila armor, a goy, and he'll taste it for us to see if he can taste the issa. And if the goy tells us that there's no issa, then there's a din that we're allowed to go and rely on the te'imas kfeila, me'ika halocha, me'ika dina di Gemara. There's a heter of te'imas kfeila. Says the shach over there, discusses by Riches, what is the nemonus of the goy? L'chore, a goy is not nemon anywhere, and there could be his only nemon by Messiah Levitumoy, where he doesn't know at all that he's giving us a din, a halocha, that because of his words, we're going to be relying on him. Says the Shach, I'm the Goyen over there in Siman Tzadik Chetz, you've got him base, that from our Gemara, according to Rashi's Gilsa and the Rishonim, is Mavua da by Milsa da Avida Ligluya, is a Goy Nemon, Mamela healed so too by Timas Kfela, since afterwards we're going to be Toyim, the Tavshel will taste it, and we'll be able to see if we can taste this Issa or not. It's a Milsa da Avida Ligluya, therefore a Goy is Nemon. But it's a big Chidush, and the Shach Behemoth discusses La Locha, if we're going to be paskening this way, that a Goy is Nemon on the Milsa da Avida Ligluya. But this comes out, according to Rashi in our Sugya, that this is Nemonus. A Goy does have somewhat of a Nemonus in our Sugya, that's to say that this Beitzah came from an Oif Ploini Tor. But Behemoth the Rambam, when he brings down our Gemara, he doesn't mention at all that we're talking about Beitzim which we're buying from the Goyim. The Rambam in Peri Gimel Macholas Asuris, Halacha Yutes, and Halacha Yutches earlier, he says that someone who buys eggs from Yisrael, Ein Choshashin, Loi Mishum Neveilois, Veloi Mishum Trefois, and on that the Rambam brings down our Gemara, that the Chashash of Oif Tomei, which the Gemara is going to be discussing soon, this is all talking about Yisrael, that the Yisrael himself, he's the one who tells us that it is not an egg coming from a bird which is Tomei, it comes from Oif Tohei, Oif Tohei is there, and this is the reason why it's Nemon, and Mamela, this Yisrael is Nemon, and at all he's not talking about Goyim. The Achrinim, the Noisekenim say, on the Rambam that Bal Kochoch, he wasn't Goyus in our Gemara, like we have in our Breisa, that Loikchim Beitim in Oiv De Kechovin, the Rambam wasn't Goyus, Min Oiv De Kechovin, the Rambam had the Girsa, Loikchim Beitim, and the Rambam learns the whole Gemara, is only talking about Yisrael and Be'emes. According to the Rambam, a Goy will not have any Nemonis at all, even by Milsa Davida Ligluya, like the Goyen discusses over there in Siman Tzadik Ches, Sifkotim Beitz. The Ravid points out on the Rambam that according to the Rambam, learns our Gemara is talking about Yisrael. We have to say we're talking about a Stam Yisrael who's not yet muchzik in the being a Nemon. He hasn't got a chazoka that everyone knows that he's reliable and trustworthy, and therefore we have to rely on this Gemara, which the Gemara discusses with the simonim of the Beitim, or with the Yisrael telling us that it comes from this Oif Ploini Tor. But says the Ravid, a Yisrael hamuchzik ben emonus, that we know all he is, that he's a very reliable person, then of course we can rely on Yisrael without anything else, and we're allowed to go and buy blindly from him, even if he doesn't tell us at all where these Beitzim are coming from, because of course we can rely on the fact that he's selling us kosher Beitzim, and the Rambam is only discussing a Yisrael, she'enu muchzik ben emonus, a stam Yisrael, which is also a chidush, because even though normally we have the klal of eidechon nemon b'yisurim, over here we are more choshish, and we have to have an extra nemonus over here, only if he's muchzik ben emonus has arrived at his nemon, but if he's enu muchzik ben emonus, then we have to rely on the simonim of the Beitzim, or on the Yisrael telling us clearly before we buy that this Beitzah comes from a Oif Tohar, Oif Plonizeh Tohar, like the Gemara over here discusses, Benegea the Chashash of a Oif Tohar. Mamela, this is the Machloikus which we have in the Rishonim, if we're going to be Goyus in our Gemara, which has a big nafka min ala halacha in the Nemonos of a Goy, Ba'alma, and every other place, if we could take out from our Gemara Chidush, that there is somewhat of a Nemonos of a Goy, even by the Dvorim, which we not Messiah Lefitumoy, also a Goy can be Nemon, and the reason will be because it's a Milsa Davida Ligluya, Mashing the corner to the Rambam's Gisa, we have no Raya to take out from the Gemara such a Chidush. Now, Toisvus, over here, the Ramaschil Vadilma, the Iftomi, Ninu Avey, you say to Sigur Toisvus. Toisvus asks a Shaila on the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara discusses that the reason why you're allowed to buy these Beitzim from a Goy, there's no chashash nevelois, there's no chashash trefois. Ask the Gemara, Vidilma, the Oif Tomei Ninu, maybe they come from Oif Tomei. And on this the Gemara says, Avu de Shmuel, Ba'ima Shal Oif Pleni Tor. And the Gemara continues on to bring Rias and Nina Monusen, like we said, in order to prove that these Beitim, Be'emes, do not come from Oif Tomei. Ask Stoisvis, Avu, so you just take a kasha. That Lechiru, we have a klal b'chol atoyer kula, that we go after Roiv. The klal is called the Porish, Meruba Porish. Anytime you find something, we can go after the Roiv. Mamela says Toisvus, if we look at the Gemara earlier, the Gemara says that most Oifos Tahirim in the world, most Minim, are Tahir. There's only 24 Minim Tameim. Mamela Lechiru, if someone finds an egg and we want to go and buy an egg from a Goy and we have a Sofik, if this Oif was the Oif who laid this egg, was he Oif Tahir or is he Oif Tomei? L'chayyah, we can go after Reuiv, which is the klal b'chola teira kula, that we go use the klal of Reuiv. Why over here does the Gemara not use the heter of Reuiv to say that we can say that this egg comes from a oif tohir, since most mini oifos are tohir? And Tosfos discusses over here, is this bemes true that most minim are tohir? Because even though the Gemara says that there are only 24 oifos tameim, but al koponim, Tosfos says in his shita earlier that the mineshe, there's other minim which are tomei, and mameila, there could be many other minim tameim, or like even according to Rashi, the min ayah, therefore it could be there are minim tameim which are bemes roiv, more than the tohirim, and therefore the Gemara could not use this klal of hoichin achar roiv. This is what Tosfos over here discusses in the Ramaschil V'dilma. Now, it's a very important nekuda to point out, before we get involved in the discussion of the Yisoid of Tosfos of Reuiv, but Tosfos, the way he discusses the Shaila that we should use the Klal of Reuiv, Tosfos does not say that we should use the Reuiv because most birds in the world are Oifos Tahirin. Tosfos discusses the Mine Oifos. How many categories, how many Minim do we have who are oifos tohirim, and how many minim are oifos tmeim? And Tosfos asks in his kasha that l'chayyah we should go basa roiv because roiv mine oifos are tohir. And Tosfos answers in his teret, says it's not true, because roiv mine oifos could be tome. It's mashma in Tosfos that the kuvea, if we want to know if you go after the roiv, will not be tolerant how many birds are actually here which are tome and tohir, but it's going to be depend on the mine oifos, which is l'chayyah shver, because it could be that it's only chof dalad mine oifos tmeim, but maybe these chof dalad mine oifos tmeim from the sheishes yimibirishis when they were created, they were be'emes poru v'rovu, and they had many more oifos than the oifos tohirim. So even though in minim, if you want to know how many minim, how many kinds of birds we have, then be'emes we have more mine oifos tohirim. But if you want to know how many birds do we have in the world which are toy versus the birds which are tommy, it could be that the birds which are tommy are more. In Tosfos is mashma that since the mine oifos, the chof dalet minim are miut, this will be enough for us to establish that we can go basaroiv and say that this egg which came out from a oif tohir, because the roiv oifos tohirim, the mine roiv oifos tohirim, this is the kivea of the roiv. We'll look at the minim and we'll not look at actually how many oifos, how many birds we have in the world which are tome or which are tohir. The Maram Shif says in the end of Tosfos, in the last chilek of Tosfos, and Tosfos in his answer explains the Maram Shif that Bemis Tosfos also agrees that we do not look at the minim. We would look at the actual birds, how many birds they are. Because this should be be'emes, the kivea of a roiv. We should look at how many birds are tohir, and how many birds are tome. But says the Maram Shif, Tosfos just uses the loshon of minim, because normally this is what's going to be. If there's only 24 minim of oifos tomeim, and there's many more mine oifos tohirim, then normally, apiderech hateva, the automatic reproduction of the oifos should automatically be, as I have such a matzias, that there's going to be many more birds which are tohir than are tomei. But of course, Tosfos does not mean the klal of minim, says Maram Shif. The loike loshen atosfos, the be'emes loshen of the other rishonim, discuss clearly that we're discussing how many birds they are, not like the loshen of Tosfos, who use the loshen of minei oifos. But the Maram Shif says Tosfos also does not mean minim, just normally this l'chayyah would be a raya to tell us that most birds in the world are tohir, because since their minim are the most, much more than the 24 oifos tumeim, mamela they are the most oifos which are around nowadays. The Lev Arya also discusses, if we hear this nekuda b'arichas in Tosfos, is it be'emes the kivea of the minim, or is it the kivea of the oifos, of how many birds? It's just worth pointing out that this actual shaila, we find very similar idea to the shaila in the very Yisoidus Digam Achleikas Achrinim. We have Bichlal in the famous case of the Teisha Chanuyo Yismoichir Yisbosa, the normal case the Gemara always quotes, in the Halacha of Kol DePorish Meruba Porish. The Gemara says that if you have 9 stores selling non-kosher meat, and you have 1 store which sells kosher meat, says the Gemara, in this case we're going to say that the bosa which is found is called the porish, meruba porish, and it comes from the teisha chanuyos, which are moichus, the bosa, and the not kosher one. So to the other way around, if the reiv chanuyos are moichus, bosa, kosher, then we'll say called the porish, meruba porish, and the bosa is kosher. This is always, the Gemara uses the dogma, this is the classical case of the Gemara of called the Poish Merubah Poish. Now there's a very sadistic machlekes in Achrenim, what will be the case if the Reuv Chanuyos are selling, let's say the Reuv Chanuyos are selling the kosher meat. So we have 9 stores over here which are selling the kosher meat, but we have 1 store which is selling the non-kosher meat, which the Gemara says they have a klal of called the Poish to tell us that the Basar is going to be kosher. But what will be in a case where this one store, which is selling the non-kosher meat, he is actually much bigger and sells much more meat than all the 9 stores together. And this one store, actually, if we dan how much meat he's selling many more pieces of meat than the 9 kosher stores, which are selling much, much less. Memela, even though in the stores and how many people are moichrim, how many stores are selling the meat, we have Behemoth 9 against 1, and we should say called the Poish, Merubah Poish, and the Bosser's kosher. But if we look at how much meat is being sold, then this one store, which is selling the most meat, more than all the other 9, Memela will go Bosser the Reuv of the how much meat is being sold, then we'll have the Faketa Halacha, we'll say called the Poish, Merubah Poish, on how much meat is being sold, and it's going to be from the non-kosher one. The Achrinim, the Chavis Das, Simen Samach Gimel, Sukkotan Beis. So to later on, in Simen Kuf Yud, in Biurim Sifkot and Gimel, he discusses this point, and he says, Lemaisa, that we go after the Teisha Chanuyos, like the Pashtus HaGemara. The Gemara doesn't differentiate and tell us, it depends how big each store is. As long as we have 9 stores which are selling against 1, this is the Reuv. The Reuv is Kivea Nikva, Kfi, how many stores are Moichim, and Moichim is the Basar, and not Kfi, how much meat is actually being sold. But maybe the equivalent to this kind of idea would be in our Tosfos also to use the mine oifos and not actually to look at how many oifos are being or actually around. We could look at the minim, just like by the store the Chavis Das holds the chiddush, so we could look at how many stores are moichos. This is the kaveh of the roiv, the chayi odom in the binas odom in shah kavuas and in tezayin. He actually argues on the Chavis Das. And he brings a raya from the Mishnah Shkolim in Peyek Zayin, and he says that the Reuv is always, you go after the Reuv of the Basar being sold, and not after the how many people are selling the Basar. And he mentions the Chayi Odom that he once met the Chavis Das in person, and he told him that L'chayre, he has a raya from the Mishnah Shkolim to bring a raya to this Shaila that you go after the Reuv meat being sold, and not after how many people are selling the meat. And he says that the Chavis Das was masking to him as Shosak Loi, to this raya he has from the Mishnah Ishkolim. The Prima Godim also in Simen Kuf Yud over there in Sif Seidas, Sif Kotin Chof Aleph, he discusses this raya, he blays Batzor Chiyun, do we go after the meat, or do we go after the stores, how we were selling the meat? What is the kaveh of the Reuv? But maybe we have to know if this will be actually a dimion to our shayla we have in Tosfos Ismar Amshif and the Lev Arya's shayla, if with the kaveh of the Reuv by us is going to be the Mine Oifos, or it's going to be how many actual birds they are, not, and it doesn't depend on how many, on the minim, on the category, on the types of different oifos we have. This is the first nekuda we have in this Tosfos, which is mashma, loshen of Tosfos, which is mashma, actually, it depends on the minim. Now, as we said, Tosfos asks his kasha in our Gemara, we should go after the Reuv, and says Tosfos in his Teretz, that Behemoth, Reuv mine oifos, or Reuv oifos, or Behemoth tmeim, and therefore we cannot go after Reuv, and we have to use different rutim of the Gemara of Nemonus, or of Simonim in the Beitzim itself, to prove that these Beitzim come from Oif Tor. The Ramban and the Ran, they bring down a very big Yisoid, a big Yisoid Stigateritz, to answer Tosfos' Kasha in a different way. And says the Ramban, and so to the Ran, that even though, Behemes, we can say, that Reuv Oifos Tumeim, the Behemoths Reuv Oifos Tahirim in the world, like Tosfos in the Kasha. If you want to understand, know how many birds which are kosher, says Rishonim, we can say that Reuv Oifos are Behemoths Tahirim, so we should go after the Reuv. But says Ramban and the Ran, that the Gemara said that there's another Chashash. We have a Chashash that maybe these Beitzim come from Nevelos or Trefos. But the Gemara says, we're not Chashash for this Chashash of Nevelos and Trefos. And like we said earlier, the reason is because we have a Reuv telling us that it's more Shchiach for to come from kosher Oifos, which are not Nevelos, are not Trefos, and therefore we're allowed to go and buy these Beitzim, and there's no Chashash of Nevelos and Trefos. Mamela say the Rishonim, Be'emes, over here, we have two chashoshes. We have one chashash that maybe these beitzim are not kosher. These eggs come from nevelis and treifis. And we have a roiv telling us that it comes from a beit, from a oif kosher. And mitzad sheni, we have another chashash, like the gemara's kasher. Maybe these eggs come from oif tomei. And on that also we say that we have a roiv telling us that these eggs come from oif tohor. But says the Ramban and the Ran, if we actually now put together the two roivs, and we have here the two shailas together, and we'll look at these two shailas in one, all these eggs coming from an oif which is kosher enough to say that we're allowed to eat these eggs, then b'emes we have two chashoshes, and we have two miutim. We have a miut oifois, which are nevelis and treifois, and we have another miut, which are the miut of tmeois. And it says the Ramban will have to be mitzarif the two miutim together, which these two miutim now will give us a problem, because they'll tell us that b'emes these eggs come from a bird which is not kosher for us to be eaten, either because it's a nevela or treifer, or because it's oif tomei. Mamela, even if we're going to clear each shaila by itself, we have a roiv telling us it's not nevela and treifer, and so too we have a roiv telling us that it is not a oif tomei. But if we look at both of the shailas together and discuss, is this egg coming from a bird, which is a kosher bird, for us to be able to eat his egg, then be'emes we have this shaila of two together, then we have two miutim, which we can be mitzarif the two miutim together, a big chidush in Hilchas Roiv, that we can clear two shailas together, and we can be mitzarif the two miutim together, which is enough, says the Rishon, to go and make a Israel le'ruba, and this is the reason why we cannot go after Roiv by the oif tomei. So the first shaila of the Gemara says that we have a chashash and a velis and treifis. So the Gemara says ein chayshishin because we have a roiv. Asks the Gemara, but maybe it's oif tomei. So even though we have a roiv, but negea this shaila by itself of the oif tomei. But since we always know that we had already a shaila of nevelis and treifis, and we paskin that shaila with a roiv, which has a mute keneged telling us that it is not kosher. Mamela, now when we have another shaila of oif tomei, we cannot use the roiv anymore. Because the roiv of oif tomei is not going to be enough, because we have two miutim, which is going to be Israel eruba, and these two miutim can join up together, and this will give us a psak halacha on the oif, telling us that this oif now is not allowed to be eaten, because it has halacha of a oif, of a beitza, coming from a oif, which is not allowed to be eaten. This is a chiddush of the Yerushalayim, that allowed to be mitzarif the two miutim together. Now this is b'emes widely discussed in the Achrinim in many different cases. If we are b'emes allowed to put two shailas together and use this klal that two miutim should be able to join up and say that now we cannot use the klal of roiv, and the din of the roiv will only be in a case where we have a shaila, only one shaila, and then we can rely on roiv. But any time we're going to be having two separate shailas and each one needs a roiv, then we can use these miutim to say that we can be mitzarif the two miutim to paskin neged the roiv. The tshuva in Beis Shloima, Cheshem Mishpos, in Mekuf Lamed Daled, tshuva Yishuas Yankiv in Evin Ezer, Mem Gimel, Chazam Sofer in Evin Ezer, Chilik Aleph Simen Tzadik, many achrinim discuss different cases and shailas, if we can use this yisoid, which they say from our Ramban and Ran, in the sugya de Beitzim, they call this sugya, the sugya de Beitzim over here in Samach Gimel Amud Beis, that this yisoid of the Ramban and Iran to answer Tosfos Kasha, that we could be mitzayef two roivs together, or yisoid is digging a kud over here in the Ramban and Iran. Now, be'emes this machlokes, we find in the Achronim, between the Tvuas Shuri and the Chavis Das, in Siman Samach Gimel, of Cotton Base, they discuss a case where we find a piece of meat, that we say, that since in the town there's roiv Tavchi Yisrael, most butchers in that town were kosher, therefore, we can say that this meat was shechted by a kosher tabach, a kosher sheichet, and we can rely on the roiv. But the Tvuas Shoy says that be'emes l'chayra, according to the Ramban and the Ran, we should not be able to go and use this klal of the roiv tavchi Yisrael, because here we have also two miutim. We have a miut of a roiv tavchi Yisrael. Miut is only tavchi nochim. So even though we have a roiv on one side, we have a miut of a miut tavchi nochim. And mitzad sheni, we also have a miut. Maybe this behema at all is a behema treifer. Every behema we know that maybe the behema is not kosher, behema is a treifer. And it's only a roiv telling us that roiv behema is ksheiris. Memela says it for sure. He doesn't even bring down the Ramban on the Ran. He says mitzvorim mitas atzmoi, that l'chayra we can be mitzarif over here, the two miutim together, and we should not be able to rely on the klal of roiv tavchi Yisrael, because we have two miutim. We have a miut that maybe the tabuch is a goy, and mitzacheni have another miut that maybe the behemah is a treifer. Memela says it's for sure we cannot go and use this klal of a roiv in the roiv tavchi Yisrael. The Chavistas argues on it for sure, and the Chavistas says that there's no such halacha to be mitzarif the two miyutim together. We never find such a thing, and even though in the Gemara in Brochus in Gimel Amad Aleph we do find such a kind of concept by the Besomim of the Shem Mugmur, the Gemara that discusses the Gabba making a brocha, but you mean in Besomim. Besides the Chavistas is different. There's a Ruba the Leisa come on. Mashenkin and Aruba de Isa come on, then there's no halacha to be mitzarif the two miyutim together, and as long as each one has a roiv, we are allowed to go and eat this meat. Says Reb Meir Simcha in Eis HaMeach, in Hilchus Macholas Asuris, Peik Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph, so too in Hilchus Brochus, Peik Tes, Halacha Tes, says Eis HaMeach, that Lechere, he has a mefurish arrived to the Tvur Shor, from our Yishenim and our Sugya, the Ramban and the Ran, they say clearly in our Gemara, which is also Aruba de Isa come on, they say that we could be mitzarif the two miyutim together to knock out the roiv to be ke Israeli Yeruba. Memela lechoyer from our Gemara will be a riot to this yisoid of Tzvuas Shor, and not like the Chavis Das. And then the Achrinim over there discuss over there Barichas and Siman Samach Gimel the different cases of the roiv where we can bring in the miyut of treifes by roiv tavchi Yisrael, mashenki by roiv chanuris moichris boso that we do rely on the roiv. That's a discussion over there in the Achrinim in the Tzvuas Shor and the Chavis Das. Bal Koponim, this Iker idea is mavur over here in the Yishenim Yisoid, that even by Ruba de Isa come on, which like a Resumeach points out, we can also use this klal to be mitzarif, a two miyutim together. Now, it's very important to point out that this nekuda, which the Rishonim say, that you can put the two miyutim together, and through that we should make a Israel Ruba, we should not be able to use the klal of the Roiv. There's two ways of understanding this Yisoid of the Rishonim. One way is to say that since the two miyutim together can join up, memela b'metzias, we have now a roiv b'achuzim, with percentage-wise, we are going to be having a roiv to tell us that these beitzim, these eggs, are b'emes not kosher to be eaten, they're not kosher. Because if we join these two miyutim together, even if we're going to say we have a 51% of non-nevelos and 49% of nevelos, and we join this 49% together with the other 49%, then we have a roiv telling us, faket, we have a roiv against the other two roivs. Memela, this is the reason why the Rishonim hold, we could be mitzarif the two miyutim together. Another way of understanding, which seems to be taken on mostly in Achronim, is that even if we're going to be joining the two roivs together, the two miyutim together, there's still not going to be a roiv to say that these eggs are going to be, they're going to be not kosher. Because each miut is only a miut, a very little miut. There's a bigger roiv, which is mistaba by nevelos and treifers. There's a very big roiv telling us that it is not from a nevelos and treifer. And the miut is not a miut, a shchiach, a 49%. It's probably only a few percent that is going to say that these oifers are nevelos and treifers. And so too, if you say like the Rishonim say, there's only 24 mine oifers to meim, and there's many more birds, oifers to hoim, al-koponim, which are laying eggs, then memela, in these two miyutim together, even if we're going to join them together, we're still not going to have actually a roiv in achuzim in percentages to go and say we have a roiv to establish that this oif is not kosher. Memela, afal pikein, the Rishonim still say that you can take these two roivs and these two miyutim, and because these two miyutim have a koyach of a miyut, even though each miyut by itself, the roiv wins over, but the two miyutim together can be enough to join up and make a Israeli ruba that we can't use anymore a roiv, since we've already used this roiv and now we have already two miyutim. Even though the miyutim together be metzias, they're not actually a roiv to tell us that there's a roiv telling us that it's a oif tomei. This is l'chiria how the achinim take on, these achinim we mentioned earlier. They say that this din of tziruf of roiv is not actually a case where b'metzias we have now a roiv through the tziruf of the two miyutim. A very interesting case, the Minchas Chinuch also takes on, like we said, that this tziruf of roiv in these Rishonim is even in a case where it does not add up to make a roiv, but since we have a tziruf of two miyutim, therefore we cannot go and use the roiv, and the Minchas Chinuch discusses a mitzvah Rish Samach. He's discussing over there the din of kilalas odom, if someone gives someone a klola, curses someone else, and is chayiv for kilalas odom or kilalas oviv, the din is a mekalil aviv ve'imoy is chayiv. Says the Michas Chinuch on us to know what happens if the father is a treifa. Is he going to be chayiv on klola if he's going to be mekalil aviv who's a treifa? This is a sofik over there in Michas Chinuch. Says the Michas Chinuch, a very interesting raya. That l'chayu according to the Ramban and the Ram we have in our sugya world, that you can join up two miyutim together in order to knock out a roiv, then l'chayu every time a mekalil aviv, l'chayu should be potter. Because if we say that a mekalil treifa is potter, then l'chayu there's two roivs over here. Because first of all, how do we know at all that this person is his father? This is also only with the koyach of a roiv, like the Gemara said earlier in Daf Yud Aleph, roiv b'ilas aloichach ha'abal. Memela, this is the klal of the roiv, that he's b'chlal his father. And there's another roiv over here to say that this person is not a treifa. Memela, we can join up the two miyutim together, the miyut that maybe b'chlal this person is not his father. And so too, we have another miyut, which tells us that maybe he's a treifa. So if we say that mekalil a treifa is potter, then l'chayyah there'll be no way b'chlal to go and say that mekalil aviv should become chayyah, because every mekalil aviv was always against two miyutim. This is the Michas Chinuch understand, like we said, even though if you join the two miyutim together, we will not have a roiv to say that this person is allowed to be mekalilim, but al koponim, there's a din of tzir of miyutim which is enough to make an Israeli ruba. Says the Michas Chinuch, a very important nekuda, that l'chayyah, even according to the Ramban and the Ran over here in our sugya world, that we can join two miyutim together to make an Israeli ruba, but this is only in the case where they have some connection, the two shailas together. The Moshe by us, we're discussing whether we're allowed to eat this egg, which is coming out of the oif, and we have a shaila, is this oif kosher, and Mamele, his egg, is also kosher or not. Now we have two different reasons to go and have a sofik, maybe this oif is not roi l'achila. Either because he's a nevela and a treifa, which is one sofik, because it's all one nidden, the nevelas and treifas, and we have another sofik, do we say that this oif is oif tomei? But they're both the same yisoida shaila over here, which is making this oif not royal achila, apikosher, apikashis is not royal achila, and therefore the beitzah is not going to be royal achila. And over here, the Rishonim say we can join these two sfeikas together and make a Israeli ruber through tziruf of the two miyutim together. But says the Michas Chinuch, if one is going to start putting together two separate shaila singanten, the marshal the shaila over here by mekalel aviv, we have one shaila whether the father is this person his father. And we have another shaila, is the person a treifa? These are two separate shailas which have no shaychas to each other, even though they're coming together now, benegea, this shaila of kilalas aviv, if he's chayev for kilalas aviv, from the kalil aviv ve'imoy. But be'emes, the shailas themselves, are two different noisim, they're two different nidoinim. One is a shaila bichlal, if we want to know who is, if the person is his father, and another shaila is, whether is this person a treifa, and over here, even the Rishonim will agree that we cannot connect these two roivs together, and of course we're going to look at the roiv by itself, and each roiv by itself is a kevea of aloichach ha-roiv, and will not connect the miyutim to go and knock out the roiv of an Israeli ruba. Says in Michas Chinuch Yisoid, in the Ramban and the Ran, mistabe, there will be moida in such a kind of case that we cannot connect these two roivs together. Mamela, so we cannot take this Yisoid of the Rishonim to every place, every single time we have a roiv, they have to have some connection, like the Michas Chinuch explains. But Al Koponim, this is Yisoidus Dig in the Kudah of the Rishonim, which is very widely discussed, like we said above, in the Sforim, in the Tshuva Sforim, in many different cases, if we have a klal of Tziruf Miyutim, of two Shailas together, and to make an Israeli Ruba, which is the Yisoid of the Ramban and the Ran, to answer Tosfos Kasha by us. Now just one final point, on this sugya of roiv over here, by the sugya of beitim and the sugya of roiv, the placey in Simon Pei Gimel in Sivkot and Dalet, he asks on Tosfos, why does Tosfos ask his kasha, Tosfos and all other Rishonim, they only ask the kasha over here when it comes to discuss the sugya of beitim or buying the eggs coming out of the oif. Do we say that these eggs, we can use the roiv to say that the eggs are kosher? L'chayyah b'chlal in the whole last few daf, which the Gemara has been discussing, which oifers are tori or which oifers are tomei. Over there we don't find any mention in the Rishonim that we can use the klal of roiv to go and say that if we find a bird and we want to know is this bird kosher or not, he has to be a boki, but how many b'shmoy seyem, the maskon is a gemoy, needs to have a mesuris, like the Gemara just now explained. Says the placey, l'chayy over here, also we can say that we can use the klal of hoichin acha roiv and kol de porish meruba porish. And since most birds in the world are oifes tohoin, we should say that this bird which he has in his hand is a bird is oif tohoi. Why does Tosfos only ask this shayla only in the case of the betim of the eggs coming out of the oifes and not actually to use the klal of the roiv, benegea, the oifes themselves? Says the Plesi, that l'choya nechanami, be'emes, we could use the roiv, but when it comes to the oif himself, we could be mevarer. There's a way of finding out if he's a boki, bohemim b'shmoiseim, and the klal is that we never use the roiv if efshel v'rur. Any time when we could be mevarer the sofik, we do not have the klal of sechinach aroiv, akoponim idrabonon. We have a chivas biru, we have to be mevarer to make sure to find out if we can find out any other way without using the klal of the roiv, and therefore by the oif himself, which is possible to find out, this is the reason why we do not use roiv, mashenkin by the eggs, where we see in our Gemara, we cannot be mevarer, only relying on the goy. On here, the Rishonim discuss, l'chir, we could use a roiv if it's iaf shalavar. A big chidush, according to the place, it comes out that be'emes, abpidin me'eka alocha minatir, you could use the klal of the roiv, even in the sugya earlier, to work out if the oif at all is the oif or oif tor, or oif is oif tome. Be'emes, the ikka kasha is a big chidush, because l'chirah, the klal of called the poish, meruba poish, is always used if we want to find out, in the moshul, the case we said earlier, where someone finds a piece of meat in the street, he wants to know which store this piece of meat came from. On that we have the klal of called the poish, meruba poish, to tell us that this piece of meat came from a certain store. Mashinkin over here, by the oif, if the reason why this person has a sofik, he doesn't have a sofik on this bird, personal bird he has in his hand, to find out if this oif is a oif toy or not. He has a shayla bichlal on the mean. He goes somewhere where he's never seen a peacock before, and he wants to know, is a peacock toy or a peacock tome? So he says, I can use the klal of called the porish, meruba porish, to now go and establish that all the peacocks in the world are toy. L'chariah, there's no called the porish on that. Called the porish only tells us on a piece of meat coming from somewhere, we can say that this piece of meat comes from somewhere. But to establish now that this mean peacock is tohor, because he actually has now something in his hand which he's clearing a shayla on, the shayla is not on this bird itself, the shayla is bechlal on the mean, on this type of bird, is it a bird which is kosher or not? Mamela zecher, it's a big chidush to go and say that you should have the klal of called the porish, even on the oif itself. Mamela zecher, toysas zecher is poshet, that toys only asks the shayla by beitzim, only on the eggs, which we have a shayla of called the porish on, but not on the bird itself. The place he took on Ishtazay, and the place he, another achrinim, discussed in Zichri Yitzchok, in Simon Pei, they discuss different reasons why Tosfos only uses the shayla of Reuiv and Rishonim, only discuss it by the eggs, and not by the oifis himself. The Zichri Yitzchok, which was said in Simon Pei, he says with the Rivosh, which is, he said this thing, Rivosh, in some Kofsadik base, that the Rivosh explains that the Kvius, to tell us a mean which is Tomei or Tohur, we do not use the klal of Roiv because it's Alocha, Gzeis HaKosuv, of Vivdaltem, Bein Abheim HaTohur, Latameo. We have a Chivas Havdola, we have to go and make sure we find out clearly which Oif is Tohur and which Oif is Tomei. And this Posuk of Vivdaltem is a Gilui and tells us, Be'emes, that you cannot even use the klal of Roiv, even though normally we have an Alocha of Hoichinach HaRoiv, which is a klal B'chol HaTohur Kulo, but there's Alocha of Vivdaltem. And this halacha of Ivdaltem tells us we have to be 100% clear to work out which minim are toy and which minim are tome. And this itself is what tells us that you cannot use the klal of the roiv. And therefore we do not have the din of hoichinach haroiv to establish on the oifis themselves, on the birds themselves, which is the sugya earlier in the Amid. Masha'in came over here, when the sugya is coming to the eggs coming out of the oifis, then there's no klal of Ivdaltem on the beitzim. There's the din v'evdaltem, says the Rechi Yitzchok Rechidush, it's only on the oifis himself. Masha'in kein, anything which is yoitze min achai, which is yoitze, comes out of the oif, on this is no halacha v'evdaltem, and therefore over here, Tosfos and the Rishonim ask that we should use the klal of the oif. Now, Tzvi also in Yoredeya, Simon Ayin Dalet, he says it's muchach, if you want to say that Tosfos and the Rishonim, they work with the Rivosh also, even though the Rivosh says a klal, that we do not have the klal of hulchinach ha-roiv, by kvius of minim, tohirim and tmeim, this is only by the birds themselves, but in case where it comes to the eggs, which is a beitim over here, which is discussing by us, then even according to the Rivosh, it could be his moida, that we have the klal of hulchinach ha-roiv, like we find b'chol ha-tohir kula. So al-kaponim, this is another final, this nekuda, discussed in the Achronim why Tosfos and the Rishonim only ask the Shaila of Reuven only here by the Beitzim and not earlier by the Oifers. And we said a few Mahalchim to go me Mavraye, why by the Oifers Rishonim don't say Reuven, either the place is Chiddush, that by Emes we can use the Reuv, but Efshel Levurur, Mechuyev Levarer, and the Oif we can be Mevarer, or Bichlal, maybe the Kviyas of Oifis do not have the Klal of Kol de Porish, and then we have the Yisoid of the Rivosh, that there's a Klal of Evdaltem, which tells us that you cannot use Reuv by Kviyas of Minim, only by the eggs which are coming out of the Oifis, then there's a Klal of Kolat Yerukula of Hoichin Acha Reuv. Now moving further on into the Gemara in Samech Daled Omed Aleph, the Gemara in the middle of the Omid brings down a Breise, V'otanya in Moichin Beitzas Trefa Loiv D'Kechovim, Elen Kein Trufa Bekara, Lefikach in Lekchem and Beitzim Trufa is Bekara. We're not allowed to go and sell a Beitzas Trefa to a Goy, because he might go afterwards, it's a Drabonon, he might afterwards go and sell it further onto Yisrael, onto Yid, and any time when he can land up by a Yisrael, there's a Yisrael Chatchila to sell a Beitzas Trefa to a Goy, because it is not noticeable on the Beitza that it's a treif, it comes from a treif, and therefore it can come a mikshur later on to Yisrael, this is Yisrael Abolon, to go and sell a moichin Beitzas treif loiv de kichovim. Now here as well on this Breitza also there's a different girsa, the Gilin Hashash Shebekivego over here points out already, that even though our girsa in the Gemara is a moichin Beitzas treif, but the girsa of the Rif is a moichin Beitzas nevela. And the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch also in Simon Peivav, they pass in this halacha and halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings down this din for both a moichin, beitzas, nevela or treifa. Both of them are not allowed to be sold to a goy because maybe you'll land up afterwards in the hands of Yisrael. Now, Bemis, you have to point out that there's a very big difference between the two girsas. Our girs in the Gemara is a beitzas treifa, whereas the Rif is girs, a beitzas nevela. Because as we said earlier, beitzas treifa is also minatir. Memela, by a beitza, which is also to be eaten in Atariya, such an egg, is mistaba to say there should be Issa de Rabbonon, that we're not allowed to sell it to a goy, because maybe later on Yisrael will buy it from the goy, and it will be over Issa de Reisa of eating an egg, which is also in Atariya. Mashenki in a beitzas nevela is only also in the Rabbonon. Memela, according to the Rif's Gisa, we have a very big chidush in our Gemara, that even though the whole Issa over here is only a Issa de Rabbonon, and it's only a Suffolk, that maybe later on will land up by a Yisrael, and he'll be over Issa, and even that Issa is only going to be Issa de Rabbonon, Afal Pikein, even so, there's still a Issa to sell a Issa de Rabbonon to a Goy, if it's not noticeable on the Chayfetz, because maybe you'll land up in the hands of Yisrael. It's a Chidush, which is going to come out, according to the Rif's Gisa, that we're going over here, Beitzas Nevela, the Noit Biuda, in Orichayim, in Tinyonis, in Ayin, later on in Yerudea, in Tinyon HaSimakuf Peivov, he says on the Torah, that the Torah which paskins this halacha, like the Gisa of the Rif, in Meichin Beitzas Nevela, and he says Trefa also, he says Beitzas Nevela or Trefa, but he says also this halacha of the Rif, that we're not allowed to sell a Beitzas Nevela, says in the Yehuda, if we look at the Rosh had the Gisa, like we had by us, we have by us in the Gemara, in Meichin Beitzas Trefa, Memela Lechir, the Torah is goes like his father, the Rosh, he should have only brought down the halacha by Issa de Reisa. Mashenki the Rif has a meidige chidush that is Issa to sell to a goy, even Issa de Rabbonon. L'chir, according to Algis in the Gemara, Rav Nuriah says in the Yidib Yudha to paskin such a big chidush that we're not allowed to sell Issa de Rabbonon. And the Yidib Yudha says this has many ramifications, la halacha, not to be able to sell to a goy any Issa de Rabbonon, which is a big chidush, which is from our Gemara, and he discusses Barichis, another raya, from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in Samechim at Beis, by the Sugya of Yain Nesech. Also, this Shaila, is there Issa to sell to a Goy something, which is only awesome in the Abonon, or we, like August in the Gemara, it's Beitzas Trefa, we won't have a raya to such a halacha, and one can say the din, is only by a Issa de Reisa. Al Kaponim la halacha, is Paskin in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, like the Gisa of the Rif, Memela comes out Aloch, even Issa de Abonon is not allowed to be sold to a Goy because of this Chashash that maybe will land up by the hands of Yisrael. The Noit Biuda just fades, he ends and he says that we have to understand why the Rambam was a totally mashmit. He didn't bring down at all our Gemara and this Breisa of a Meichin Beitzas Trefa, which the Gemara here discusses. Says the Noit Biuda he doesn't know why was the Rambam mashmit this Gemara, and he blames Bakash on the Rambam who doesn't bring down this Gemara la Aloch. Now, in the Lashon of the Braise, the reason why the Braise says there's a difference to sell a Beitzah Strefer to a Goy, there's a Heter, that we're allowed to sell this Beitzah, if it's true for his Bekaro, if it's scrambled up in the Karo, then it's a Halacha that they're allowed to go and sell this Beitzah, even though it came from a Trefer. Says the Braise, the Fikoch, therefore, in Leukchim Yehen, Beitzah is Trefer's Bekaro. This is the reason, it sounds like in the Braise, why we are not allowed to go and buy the eggs, which are true for his Bekaro, is the reason is, because of this halacha, which we said in the Reisha, that I moichim beitzah strefa lenochi, and then came true for Bekaro. Rashi explains that since we're allowed to sell a beitzah strefa to a goy, if it's true for his Bekaro, if it's not in his peel, it's already mixed up in the Karo, there's a heter, you're allowed to sell a beitzah strefa. Therefore, this is the reason why the Braise says in the end, which is the Lashon of the Braise, lefikoch, why we are not allowed to go and buy from a goy any eggs which are true for his Bekaro, is because of this chashash, that maybe Bemis is a beitzah strefa, since the Yisrael is selling to a goy, even though normally we're not chushish for trefas, like we said earlier, but over here there's a reisa, why is this egg true for his Bekaro? It could be because Bemis was bought from Yisrael, and the Yisrael actually mixed it up first in order to be allowed to sell it to the goy, and therefore there's a chashash that maybe this beitzah is a beitzah strefa, and this is what's not allowing the Yisrael to go and buy a beitzah true for his Bekaro from a goy. This is how Rashi learns the Gemara, the Rashba and the Ran, the Medayik, that Loshon HaGemara, Loshon of the Braise, the Fikoch, is mashma, that this is the reason why we're not allowed to buy beitzah true for his Bekaro, if it's not in their peel, it's already mixed up. The reason is because of chashash or beitzah strefa. But they bring down from the Ri, that the Reed, the Baal HaTosfos, he says that the reason why we're not allowed to go and buy beitzah true for his Bekaro is because of our Gemara. The Gemara says there's a discussion over here. Maybe it's Oif Tomei. And in a case where it's mixed up and we cannot tell from the Chelboin and the Chelmoin because it's already mixed up, then the Gemara says there's a Chashash that maybe it came from Oif Tomei. So this is Bemis, the reason why we're not allowed to go and buy an egg which is already mixed in the Kaoro from a goy, because it's a chashash of Oif Tomei, and not because of a chashash of Trefus. And says the Reef, Akeret, Adar Abba, the reason why we're allowed to go and sell a Beitzah Trefa to a goy, even though normally there's a Issa, but if it's true for his Bekaro, if you mix it up, you're allowed to sell it to the goy, the reason is Gufa, because anyway, the Yisrael is not going to be buying something which is mixed up already in the Koro, because he has a problem of Oif Tomei. Memela, this is also the reason why he's allowed to go and sell a Beitzah Strefa, which is already true for his Bekaro, because anyway, he's not going to be buying, the other Yisrael will never buy a Beitzah, which is already true for his Bekaro, because of this chashash which we have in our whole Gemara of Oif Tomei. Memela says, the Rebem is a Lashon of Lefikoch in the Braise, it's not Meduktik, it's not Meduik according to this, because the reason why the Yisrael is not allowed to buy the Beitzah true for Bekaro has nothing to do with the Chashash Trefus. Adar Abba, the reason why we're allowed to sell the Beitzah Trefa is because of this Heter, because anyway the Yisrael is not going to buy the Beitzah true for Bekaro, because anyway there's a problem of Oif Tomei. But say the Rashba and the Ran, that the Loshon of the Braise is Mashma like Rashi, that the reason why we're not allowed to go and buy a Beitzah which is already mixed up is Gufa, because of the chashash of a trefa, because we have a chashash that maybe this egg is a trefa, and therefore this is the reason why we're not allowed to go and buy if it's true for his Bekaro, if it's mixed into the Kaoro. Asks the Rashba and the Ran, the Chiri is from our whole sugya. The whole sugya is mevua that Be'emes is always a chashash if we buy from a goy eggs, maybe it came from Oif Tomei, and we need to have simonim, and this is not possible in the case where it's already mixed into the Kaoro. So the Chiri, what is Be'emes the pshat? Why is the Ri not right? Which the Chiri Loshna Be'aisa is Mashma like Rashi, asks the Rashba and Iran, the Chiri, anyway we should not be allowed to go and buy these eggs if they're already mixed into the Koro, because of the Chashash of Oif Tomei, why do I have to come into a new problem of a Trefer? Says the Rashba and Iran, B'Shem Achirim, that it's a Chidush, that even though the Gemara Baal says that the Chelbin and the Chelmoin, once they're already mixed, we have a Shaila, could be even a Beitzah Sheretz, and we cannot tell, we cannot differentiate, maybe it's Oif Tomei, if it's Oif Tomei, but Al-Kaponim, if someone really wants to go and look carefully and check and bring other eggs and mix the other eggs together, which are Torah, and see if it has the same end effect, end result, they look the same, then Be'emes you'll be able to work out to see if these eggs are Be'emes Oifis Torim, came from Oifis Torim. Memela, there would be no issa to go and buy from a goy, even Trufis Bekorah, because it's possible to go and tell if he's going to really look carefully. And the only reason why he's not allowed to buy is only because of the chashash of Trufis, like Rashi explains from the Lashon of the Breisa. The Ran himself says Einu Mechuvah, he doesn't like this pshat, and says the Ran a different pshat, that the whole Sugyas HaGemara over here discussing over here by us, that maybe there's a chashash, that the oif is oif tomei, is only in a place where shchichi oif is tomeim, that lay the eggs, which are very shchiach, then there's a problem that maybe it came from oif tomei. But in a mokoim, the loy shchichi oif is tomeim, where it's not shchiach at all to have these oif is tomeim, we do not have to be choshish for the chashash, or maybe this egg comes from egg, of Tommy dig egg, and therefore there's no chashash of Oif Tommy, and on this case the Braisa had to tell us that we're still not allowed to go and buy an egg which is mixed into the Ka'orah, even though there's no chashash of Oif Tommy, but there's still a different chashash. The chashash is that maybe the Beitza is a Beitza Strefa, like Rashi explains in the Braisa. Memela, these are the reasons why the Braisa says that the reason is also because of a Beitza Strefa. This is how the Ran explains the Gemara over here by us, like Shittas Rashi. Memela comes out, there's two different ways of reading the Braisa over here. Either Shittas Rashi, which the Rishonim agree to, the reason why you're not allowed to buy is because of the Chashash Trefus, and we have to know what happened to the Chashash of Oif Tomei. And Mitzat Sheni, we have another Shitta of the Rishonim, which is the Shitta of the Ri Balat Tosfos, that he learns Pshat in the Gemara, the reason why we're not allowed to buy is actually because of the Chashash of Oif Tomei, and therefore this was the reason why we permitted the Israel originally to go and sell the Beta Strafer to the Goy if it's already mixed into the Ka'orah. These are the two ways of learning the Pshat in our Gemara in this Breisa. Moving now further on to the end of the Omid, the Gemara asks on the Breisa, which tells us that if the Chelboin and the Chelmoin are mixed, Murovin Zebelzeh, Biyodua Ashi Beta Sasheretz. Asks the Gemara, what is enough Gemina La'alocha to tell us that this Beta is an egg from a Sheretz? Anyway, it's going to be also because it's an egg, maybe from Oif Tomei. I mean, what is an afkemina if it's an Oif Tomei or if it's a Beitza Sasheretz? And Lechatchila, the Gemara says it's an afkemina Lagabe Tume, because a Beitza Sasheretz is Tomei if it's one of the Ches Shrotzim. Asks the Gemara that maybe it's from a Nochosh, which is not Tomei, and therefore there's no difference to tell us that it's a Beitza Sasheretz. Says the Gemara, Lemaskona, Elo Mariove, the afkemina is Sheim Rikmo Ochlo. And afkemina is that if it was rikma already started the noitzar sheretz besoicha, already started to grow the sheretz, then there's the issa of achilas shrotzim, and the lav is going to be a lav to eat a sheretz, which is a lav of sheretz hasheretz al oretz. Explains Rashi in Devar Maschil hasheretz al oretz that the difference, the reason why the Breis had to tell us this halacha, is to tell us actually which lav he's going to be over if he eats this sheretz. This Beitza, which already has started to the Rikum, and is ready, the Noitza, the Yitzira of the Sheretz has already started, there's going to be a Issa of Achilas Shrotzim. Because if not for the Breisa, we would think that this Beitza, this egg, is Oif Tomei, and therefore he'll be over if he eats this egg, which has already the Aschola of the Oif Tomei, he is going to be over the Lav of Sheretz Oif. And therefore the Breisa tells us that this is not the lav which is going to be over, it's going to be over Issa of Sheretz Haaretz, because this egg is actually a Beitza Sasheretz, because it's Merovin Zebozeh, and the Nafkamina is which Malkus he's going to be getting, because if we give him a straw for a different lav, and Be'emes he wasn't, it's not Sheretz Oif, it's a Sheretz Haaretz, then he won't get any Malkus. Mamela, the Bright has to teach us which lav he's going to be over if he eats this egg, and the lav is going to be Sheretz Haaretz, and not Sheretz Oif. This is how Rashi explains our Gemara. Now the Rishash asks on Rashi, that l'chir, if this egg is actually an egg from a bird which is Tomei, the lav is not going to be a lav of Sheretz Oif. L'chir, the lav, if someone eats Oif Tomei, he's over a different lav. He's over eating Kol Oif Loisei Chelu, the ones which were called Tzibim and Loisei Chelu, the lav of eating Oif Tomei. The lav of Sheretz Oif is discussing different halacha, it's a different lav, which is going on zvuvim, on yitushim, on different oifes, things which fly, shrotzim which fly, but not birds which are tomei. Birds which are tomei have their own lav, which is a lav of oif tomei. Why does Rashi say that he would get the lav of Sheretz Ha'oif, this is discussing Shrotzim, which is referring to Zvuvim, flies, and etc. Not Oifos, L'chir Rashi should have said the love of Oif Tomei. Now, Be'emes, besides the Rashi, we find so Mufush in the Rambam, who says also like Rashi, the Rambam in Machol Sasuris, in Pei Gimel Alochechetz, he says clearly, he passes out Gemoy La'alocha, and he says if someone eats Oif Tomei, the egg of Oif Tomei, which is already Hischel Le'israkim, the Ochlo, says the Rambam, is loika, Mishom Sheretz Oif, he's loika because of the love of Sheretz Oif, and the Rambam doesn't say the love of Oif Tomei. The Magen Mishnah over there brings down already, that the Rashba Ba'alos in Chidushim, and the Rashba in Teres HaBayis, is very Marich in Bayis Beis, the beginning of Shah Dalet, on what Issa actually is this person going to be over if he eats the egg of Oif Tomei, which has already been Hischele Yisrakim. And the Rashba brings down the Rambam, who says, like Rashi, that the love is going to be a Sheretz Oif, and asks the Rashba and the Rambam a different question, that the Gemara later on, at the end of the period, will see by Tilas HaPeiris, that even the Tilas, which also has Alocha, and Oifos, the Gemara there says, by Zvuvim, which grow in the fruit, then these Zvuvim, if they actually haven't yet started to fly, then we are not yet chayev from Sheretz Oif. Sheretz Oif is only chayev only after he's already flown once, he's already gone, and he's already hischilis oifif, then he's chal on him a toyas Sheretz Oif, but kol oif he hasn't been perished from the period yet, and he hasn't actually started yet to fly, then he's not chayev mishum Sheretz Oif. Memela says the Rashba, over here also, this egg from Oif Tomei, how can the Rambam say that there's a new love over here of Sheretz Oif? L'chiria Sheretz Oif, yet this one, this Oif hasn't yet started to fly. Memela L'chiria doesn't have yet a love of Sheretz Oif. This is how the Rashba asks on the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah explains that the Rashba's kasha is because Enechan Ami the Gemara by us says that he's going to be chayev if it's a Sheretz. Then he's chayev already for Sheretz HaSheretz HaLoretz because this is what he actually is. He's actually a Sheretz which is starting to grow, is starting to go and develop inside this egg. And the Beitzas HaSheretz, which is Hischel Yisrakim, is already chayev now already for Sheretz HaOretz. But over here, later on when this egg actually hatches and turns into an Oif, then the lav is going to be a lav of Oif Tomei. Memela, to go and say that already now, he should be chayev for Sheretz HaOif. Then this is a kasha of the Rashba, that the love of Sheretz Oif does not apply by him. Because if we want to give him a new love, not the love which he's going to be having later, which is the love of the Oif Tomei, like we said, the Rishash points out, that a normal love for eating a bird which is Tomei, is the love of Oif Tomei. And Rambam doesn't say over here, and Rashi also, they don't say that the Sheretz, the Beitz over here, is going to be the Issa of Oif Tomei, because he hasn't yet turned into Oif. And if they hold that he's not a Oif Tomei, how can they say that he's over because Sheretz Oif, L'chir in the Aloch of Sheretz Oif, he has not got Aloch of Sheretz Oif if he hasn't yet started to fly. Memela, this is the kasha of the Rashba and the Rambam, that L'chir to be able to give him a new lav, which is not going to be his lav, which he's going to have later on, after he hatches. And we're going to say that now he's not yet a Oif Tomei, and Memela, he cannot have the Aloch of a Oif Tomei. So the Rashba says that so too he cannot have a locha of a Sheretz Oif, because that also needs the locha of the din that he has to be able to start to fly, and only then he has a locha of Sheretz Oif, and now he doesn't have a locha of a Sheretz Oif, and therefore he can't be loika for Sheretz Oif. Even though the Sheretz, like we said, the Sheretz HaSheretz HaLoretz, he can get this Issa already now in his egg, because he's going to have this same Issa later on when he comes out of the egg, because he's actually a Sheretz HaOretz. Mashenkin over here, where we're saying that hasn't got the Aloha of a Oif Tomei, even though now, later on, he's going to be a Oif Tomei. But now he doesn't yet have the Aloha of a Oif Tomei, and he gets Malkus only because of Sheretz HaOif. Says Rashba, L'chir Sheretz HaOif also he shouldn't have, because he hasn't yet started to fly. So this is the kasha which the Rashba has on the Rashi, on the Rambam, that he does not have a love of Sheretz HaOif. The Rashba therefore says that Be'emus in the Gemara Ba'as means that he will not get any Malkus at all if it's a Beitza of an Oif Tomei. Even though it's Hischel Yisrakim, even though it started to develop and there's already over here a Scholar of a Freyach, he does not yet have a Aloch of Oif Tomei like the Rashi and the Rambam take on. And so too, says Rashba, he does not have a halacha of sheret ha'oif, because he hasn't yet started to fly. And so too, the Gemara's mavura, he does not have a halacha of sheret ha'oret, because he's not actually a sheret, he's a bird, he's not a sheret ha'oret, and therefore, if he's not the bird, the beitza, which is chelboin and chelmoin merovin zebozeh, which is not a beitza sasheret, then be'emes, he's not going to be over any issa, even though it is already hischel esrakim, he's only over the halacha of later on in the Gemara, that there's an issa to eat a beitza as'oif tomei, but because of the lav of shirotzim, or oifis tmeim, he's not going to have any halacha, because he is not yet actually a sheret oif, and so too he's not yet oif tomei, a chidush in the Rashba, that he's not going to be over anything, we won't be able to give him any malchus at all, because he hasn't got any issa, because of achila shirotzim, since he hasn't yet hatched it. And Mamela, this beta over here is going to be mutter. He's not going to be over anything. He's only going to be osa because of beta. But he's not going to get any malchus. This is the shit of the Rashba. Not like the Rashi and the Rambam old that is chayev mishum sheretz ha'oif. Now Tosfos over here has a big discussion on the Hilchis Yotze, which is a very sadistic Tosfos. And we'll discuss this with Mr. Hashem later on Amud Beis. In the sugya of Basayano, which is the end of the Gemara in Samech Daled Amud Beis, Samech Hei Amud Aleph, over there is discussing more in the Rishonim this issa of Yotzim in Asa, which Tosfos discusses by us by Shriotzim. Now, just one more point on this daf from the Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tonu Rabbonon, Ki Ule Beitzim Mutoris. There's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos over here in the translation of the Gemara, what Ki Ule Beitzim means. Rashi learns that Geuli Beitzim means Beitza Tmeo Shenisbashlo Imatahir. There was a bishul, and this Geuli means Blias, which Rashi always says Geuli Nochim, which is referring to Blias. These Blias, which come out normally through a bishul, which is even though it's the Sugyas or later on in Pei Gidanoshe, those are the Sugyas of Blias. Says Rashi, this is what the Gemara over here is also discussing, and the Chidush says the Gemara that Geuli Beitzim or Mutoris, and explains Rashi why. Because since the Maya Ba'almahu, the Beitza is only Maya Ba'alma, is only like water, and therefore does not have any tam, v'loyavi tamah b'achinaisa, he does not give any taste at all into the other ones, and therefore he's going to be mutter, says Rashi, this is the din of Geuli Beitzim Mutoris. Now later on we'll see in Daf Tzadik Ches, that there are cases where the Bishul is actually Osa. The Bishul, if it has already dam inside, or has a Efreyach, then everyone agrees that Geuli Beitzim is going to be Osa. Only this halacha of Maya Ba'alma is only when it's discussing a case of an egg which is Tor, and an egg which is Tomei without any dam, and no Efreyach. And so too Tosfos over here by us, and Tosfos later on, Sadi Chesem Adalef, more Ba'arichas discusses if this halacha is even a case where you cook the eggs, which without their peel, without a clipper, is this the same halacha of Geuli Beitzim Mutoris, or it's only in the case where the eggs were cooked bikli posom, then there's halacha that no blias goes over from the beitzim who asuris to the beitzim amutoris. Now there's just one point to point out over here in the Rashi, that the primogodim in Simon Peivov in Mishpatei Zov, Sivkot and Tes, he has a shaila, if Rashi's yisoid, which Rashi says over here, that the reason why guli beitzim amutoris, the loya of itayma, if Rashi means actually literal, that there's no time at all going over from the egg which is osa to the egg which is mutter. Or Rashi also agrees that there is somewhat a time going over from the egg ha osa to the egg ha mutter. And the Rashi just says le'yavi tamah b'achinaita just means that this taste is very little taste and therefore is always going to be bottled even without, if you don't have bit, normally we need bittul b'shishim. But over here we're going to need any type of bittul is going to be enough. Even b'esrim will also be enough to go mi mevatel is tam. And therefore, even though Rashi says a lashon of loyavi taimer, it could be Rashi also agrees that there is somewhat a tam klishta, a very weak taste going over from one egg to the other, and therefore there is somewhat a taste going over. And says the primogodimus has a very big nafkamin la halacha, because we know that the halacha is dovor sheish le matirin, does not have any bittul at all. Even echod mi elef is going to be osa if it's a dovor sheish le matirin. Like it's paskin la aloch in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Beis. Therefore, says the Primogodim, if we take the Loshon of Rashi literally, that there's no time at all, then even Dovah Sheish Lematirin will also be mutter. But if we say that there is actually a bit of a taste, but it is always bottled Because always the beitzim amutoris are going to be more than the beitzim asura in the amount of taste he's giving to the beitzim amutoris, then a dovol sheish lematirin, which does not have any bitter at all, is be'emes going to be asur. Because dovol sheish lematirin afile be'elef loy botil. Mameila l'chaya, this will be an afkeminus of the prima godim and how to understand the Arashi, if the alocha of loyavi taimer means no time at all, or just means loyavi taimer, there's only a tam klishta, whether Dovah Sheish Lematirin is going to be also or not. And the place here, Be'emes says in Simon Peivov, Sivkot Niches, that the chush Horeus is made, we can see b'chush, that there is somewhat a taste going over from one egg to the other, and therefore Rashi has to mean only that it's a tam klishta, and like we said in Afkamina is, that this din is going to be also by Dovah Sheish Lematirin. But like we said, that this halacha in the Gemara of Guli Beitzim is only Rashi's pshat. Tosfos over here brings down a different pshat from the Oruch because of this problem that Tosfos holds that these halachas are discussed much more later on in Pirkei Danoshe, where these halachas are discussed by Arichas about cooking eggs, how much shear or bittel they have to have, which is discussed in the Gemara in Tzadiches Amid Aleph. Says Tosfos, therefore, the shayla of Guli Beitzim in our Gemara does not mean Geulim, like normally is referring to blias which come out through a bishel, but Geulim Beitzim means the eggs which are not gmuris, they were hit, and therefore they came out early, prematurely, and the shaila is whether is there a problem of even minachai, since these eggs were not gmuris, and this is the shaila of the Gemara, and the Gemara says that Geulim Beitzim are mutoris, because there's no problem of even minachai. So these are the two ways of learning the Gemara Gule Beitzim Mutoris, and Tosfos actually brings from the Yishalmi, which is Mashmal like Rashi, that the din of Gule Beitzim is referring to Blias, which is a sugya later on actually in Tzadiches Amid Aleph, where there all the more proti dinim in these aloha are mentioned in the cooking of the eggs, in the shaila, in the case where it has dam, or if it has a freyach, or other cases of Gule Beitzim, which are Mutoris according to Shutas Rashi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.